Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live. Mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love, she will guide you to the road of happy. Because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to Life with Michelle E. Alfred of Mia Happy Life Coaching. And it is my mission to help all push past you. Today's show, I'm really going to be talking about aligning yourself with the proper partner. And you know, using partner, you know, attracting that perfect person or partner to you. And one of the reasons why I decided to talk about this is because so many people are searching and reaching and hoping and yearning for the perfect partner and relationship. But I think it's very important that we identify with things within ourselves before so we can realize what we actually need to do in order to attract that partner to us. I'm going to start out by giving you some positive affirmations for loving relationships. And these are some things that, you know, we need to affirm in our lives in order to come to, you know, actually visualize having a great romantic partnership. This is a list of affirmations that I want to share with you guys, and I'm going to just run down the list quickly. I release all desperation and allow love to find me quickly. I enjoy the romantic and sexy. I give and receive love. I deserve love. I now believe that relationships can be joyful and fun. I am open to receive loving relationships. I am open up if I give and receive love. Love is coming to me easily and effortlessly. I am attracting loving relationships into my life. I am now ready for a relationship. I am ready for a healthy, loving relationship. All of my relationships are meaningful and fulfilling. As I share my love with others, the universe mirrors love back to me. And last but not least, let me give you a few more. I see everyone I meet as a soulmate. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that one, but that's one on the list. I trust the universe to know the type of partner who is perfect for me. Today, I release fear and open my heart to true love. I am grateful for the people in my life. I am the perfect partner for my perfect partner. I deserve a loving, healthy relationship. I deserve to be loved, and I allow myself to be loved. Okay, we're going to stop. We have a lot of them on the list, but those are some very good ones that that came to mind and that I wanted to share with you. Great affirmations, because a lot of times people are affirming certain types of relationships in their life. They are settling for a certain type of people in their lives, not realizing that you can attract the right partner into your life by just affirming those things to be. And it's just so important to talk about relationships, because I don't think a lot of people prepare to be in a partnership. I think it's just a natural response in society to just, you know, find yourself in relationships with people that you're commonly you're connected with, or you may go to church with, or you may work with, and we don't really give being in a relationship much thought. And that's what I kind of want to talk to people about today, aligning yourself with the proper partner and then allowing yourself to have that time to do so. One thing you have to know, that we attract into our lives a mirror of our innermost beliefs about ourselves and the world. We attract those type of people that mirror us, mirror our belief systems, the way we navigate through life. So it's very important that we pay attention to what we're thinking of, what we believe relationships to be. And whether you are looking for a partner or looking to improve an existing relationship, it is important for you to understand what your universal truth is about love. And I don't want to bore you too much with too much of nothing, but let's get right into it. This relationship thing, being a single woman myself, you may say, well, why and how are you talking about relationships if you're single yourself? Well, I just will share with you this. I have spent just over the past few years just really trying to become more acquainted with what it means to be in a relationship. I've had, don't get me wrong, I've had some wonderful partners in my life. But as with any good thing, sometimes those things come to an end. And that's because that, you know at some point in your life that, you know, this is not a relationship for a lifetime. So in that journey of really getting to understand what relationships are, you begin to be enlightened. If you really truly are a seeker of trying to have a whole and meaningful relationship, you will discover many wonders about relationships that we really don't talk about when we're in a relationship, or things to consider if we're not in a relationship. So I wanted to make a conscious effort in my life this time around, the next time I'm in a partnership or a relationship, I affirm that to be the person that I am going to be with for a lifetime. And why I believe that is because I've spent a good part of, you know, the past few years just really understanding what it is to be in a loving relationship, what it is to be a partner to another person, and how did I do that? I looked, you know, just upon the past relationships that I had, again, just, you know, wonderful people in my life. You know, we had our differences, but the thing was, within my heart, the hardest of my heart, I knew those people were not the one. And once you know that, you have to, you know, you have to accept your truth and go forward from there. You know, there are so many reasons why people enter into relationships. There are so many complex reasons. Some people don't want to be without sex. They lust after another person. They feel lonely for status and money, or they want to get with somebody because it appeases their ego, because maybe this person is super sexy, or they need some support. They want to have fun, just experience a new, a woman or a man, or they're trying to get, you know, and this one's kind of sad that people get in relationships because they want to get revenge on another person. maybe their ex or somebody who said that they couldn't have this person. It's just a list that can go on forever. So what makes you want to be in a relationship like that? What, so if people are really getting into relationships for sex, lust, loneliness, money, ego, support, fun, experience, revenge, how many people are, what percentage of people do you believe are out there really getting in relationships with who have given it conscious thought prior to who are really wanting to be in a great relationship, a sound relationship, and they actually gave it thought prior to entering into that relationship? I don't think that's a very large number of people out there who really consider everything before entering in a relationship. They, you know, they look at the person and say, yeah, she seems, you know, good enough, pretty enough, she's doing her thing, and vice versa. The man may be handsome, doing his thing, got money and what have you, and you guys decide that, you know, yes, let's make this, we might as well make this a relationship. But then down the road, once you guys, get into a relationship, you may begin being happy, but because you made such a hasty decision in choosing the individual person, even if they're a good person, you wonder why good people break up. So many beautiful people break up. It's because they never really thought about what it was to be in a relationship with that person. And you really have to give relationships a great deal of time. So I understand, and I'm probably going to hate me for this, but I understand sometimes men who take their time, because a real man will understand where he stands in his own life. And if he tells you up front that he's not ready, you should believe that and trust his own process, because that's the man who's following his own personal truth. Now, I'm not saying that you should hold on for dear life and until he decides on what he wants to do. What I am saying is recognize what he's telling you about himself, that he cannot enter into a relationship that he knows he's not going to be operating in the, most optimum function. So, the women, we have to listen to the men who are, communicating to us. We like to force the hand of a man, and sometimes men will give in and say, well, yeah, I might as well be in a relationship. I like you, you're cool, you're sweet, you're beautiful, whatever. But you've forced their hand, and they knew in the beginning that they weren't ready. And you wonder why down the road the dynamics of the relationship begins to change. Why? Because you did not allow the process to happen naturally on its own. You didn't allow the universe to properly align you with that person or another person, because you're forcing the hand of love. Love is something that is a freedom in loving. Love is something that you do not have to force. It's just an energy that materializes and manifests on its own, especially if you're seeking the guidance from the higher power, the Almighty. Because God, when he puts people together, there's no way. It's just something about the dynamics of when God put two people together in a union that's heaven sent, just unbreakable. Because I don't care who tries to pull it apart, if both of you are walking in your proper purpose and you're properly aligned in the will of the Father, I don't care what comes against that union or tries to come against that union, it won't break, because the two of you are properly aligned with one another, both mentally, spiritually, physically, all of those things in one. So those are some of the things that, it's very important for people to really consider when you're trying to align yourself with the proper person in your life. It's so important, because there's a high, high rate of people getting married. The rate seems, I read something somewhere where they said that the marriage rate, the divorce rate was so high. And then I, turned around a few months later, I read whether the divorce rate was, stabilizing. But I find that to be, kind of not so promising of statistics, because the more and more I see people are not really sticking together, and I think it's because of, you know, their beginning. How you begin is how you end a relationship. If you begin in the right spirit, in the right alignment, then you can really truly guarantee that things are going to be okay. Doesn't mean that you guys are going to be perfect, but it does mean that you're going to be just right for one another. All right, let me talk about a little bit. Every day you stay in an unfulfilling relationship is one more day you are not open to another. Ladies, I cannot stress that enough. Every day that you stay in an unfulfilling relationship is one more day you are not open to another. We, just talking to women in general, and I'm talking from a woman's perspective because I am a woman, and it hurts my heart to see so many sisters just stay in relationships because they do not want to be alone. They don't want to be lonely. And trust me, as a woman, I understand all those feelings, all those emotions. But you have to really think about, if you really sit down and just, you know, just think about all of that, you're unhappy, but you're in a relationship. It absolutely makes no sense to be in a relationship that you're unhappy with. And every time, with this affirmation I just read, every time, the longer you stay in a relationship, the longer you repeat being in that relationship, you will not give room for anybody else who would, you know, nurture you, love you unconditionally. You are blocking that person. You are blocking your own self from receiving the love you desire. So it just, you know, it behooves you as women and men too, because men, experience the brunt of being in a bad relationship and sticking and staying for, you know, all the wrong reasons. So, you know, I wanted you to consider that before you allow yourself to just stick and stay in a relationship because you do not want to be lonely. Allow yourself to come into your own personal truth and accept the fact that, you know, it may take you being alone for a moment just so you can invite the proper person in your life and align yourself in divine order with the proper partner for your life. Let me give you a tip on some of the things you can do to stop repeating this pattern. If it's a pattern in your life, if you really sit down and think about your past relationships and this is some pattern in your life that you recognize that you're constantly being in an unfulfilling relationship, you need to address the root of that problem and stop it immediately, because it'll continue to be a vicious circle of unfulfilling relationships. So my suggestion to you is, one, to find yourself and begin to write down what it is that you desire in a relationship. Write down some of the things that you didn't like about your past relationships. Write down what you want beyond just the average relationship. You know, really write down from the deepest part of your heart what you truly want in a mate. You need to get all those thoughts on paper, release all those thoughts. You need to release the angles from the past. We talked about a show in the past, releasing those things in from the past so we can secure a successful future. And that means in your romantic life as well. But, yes, just sit down and write down, begin to write down. Make get your own personal diary and allow yourself to make a journal of what I want in a relationship. Make that journal for yourself and begin to write about what I want. You know, you name your name. Michelle, this is what Michelle wants in a relationship. And, you know, begin to write those down. This is what I released from my past so that I can secure the proper alignment with the proper person in my life. Release those things that you can identify with that keeps you from the happiest life that you can live. And because if you want to start attracting the right partner in your life, you got to get rid of some things. You can't go around hanging on to baggage or situations, circumstances, past hurts, past pains, that you can't hold on to that because a person who already is in a, you know, walking in their purpose and really staying before the Lord or before the Father themselves, because men deserve to have loving, happy partners as well. And if you desire a certain partner, or you have a type of person that you desire to have in your life, don't you think that he deserves to have the same thing? You know, we desire a whole lot of things, but when you look at it, are we in a position to say that we are ready to love someone when we have so much that we're holding on to? That partner that is, you know, certainly designed for you deserves to have somebody that loves him divinely, loves him unconditionally, loves him with a passion that no matter what is going on in your life, he knows that he can count on you, trust you, respect you, and all of those things. But how can you offer him those things or those attributes as a woman if you can't, you know, trust your own self to even love the proper person? You know, you have to really think about relationships. I remember not too long ago, a lot of people ask me a lot of questions. I'm not a relationship expert, but I talk in on the instance of being, singleness, because some of the things that I am doing in my life or have done in my life is preparing for a future partner. There are, you know, so many things that I have my moments daily where I relish in the moment. I am in love with being in love. And, you know, it's just moments that I wake up in the morning and I just feel like that I'm truly in love with a person. And it may sound a little interesting, but you have to understand that state of being, that I am preparing myself to love my future partner unconditionally, and it's exuding that love is exuding from my spirit, because there's something being stirred in me, so to speak, to make sure that I'm aligning myself and definitely in a position to love someone unconditionally, love this person with an undying love this person beyond all of the things that have happened in my life, or things that, you know, all of those things, I got to be in a position to love that person. And my biggest desire is to have someone. I don't have a laundry list. It's just simple. Love for me is very simple. We should love one another, have a common respect for one another, and make outsiders respect our union. Those are the main things, and it goes without saying that he must be a spiritual person. That, you know, I don't want him to be a religious person, because a religious person doesn't necessarily have to have a connection with or relationship with the Almighty. Religious just means that a person is going to church and maybe, you know, undergoing a lot of lip service, you know, and going through all the motions. But a spiritual person, you can connect with them in ways that you can't connect with anyone else, and your spirits really merge in a divine union. There's something about being spiritually connected with a partner, not just being in a relationship with a partner, because that is just two different dynamics. If you want to understand or look at a relationship that is good for a while and a relationship that's good for a lifetime, find out what their spiritual standing is. If their spiritual standing is that they connect spiritually, because that's a much deeper level, that's a much deeper experience. There's a force and energy behind people connecting in love spiritually and divinely. A person that loves you just because your status, you're pretty, you're sexy, you got money, all of those things, if you just listen to that laundry list of acceptance of love, all of those things can perish. all of those things can be, you know, taken away. All of those things, if they're gone, that defaces the love that you have with that person, because they built their love for you on material or superficial things. And this is why love diminishes quickly in relationships, because you build your love surrounding superficial and materialistic things. But if you get into a union or properly align yourself in a union, oof, that's divinely put together. Your spirits connect. You have this telepathic connection. Even when you're proper with one another, you communicate spirit to spirit, mind to mind, soul to soul. Woo! You know, I'm getting excited about relationships. I'm just talking about it, because it's just really something about connecting with that person that you're just definitely spiritually connected with. And sometimes, if you're not really truly seeking answers from the Almighty, you will misunderstand or miscalculate who you're supposed to be with. So I caution you people just to take your time and be thorough in your investigation of understanding what love is and what you would like love to be in your life. Let's talk about a little thing for a few things here. All right. Often people lead falling into a relationship. One reason why relationships fail, the tragedy is that all relationships do bring us something. When they are all over, we are all often left feeling only hurt and pain. And the realizations of how much time we have wasted is unheard of. It's just, you know, we waste a lot of time in relationships that are, you know, on first-hand sight looking in, that they seem like they're going to be great and good, but they end up tragically. You know, even if you just say, well, let me just, you know, allow myself to get into this relationship right now, good enough people, good people, what have you, but that's not good enough. Love is more, it's deeper. I know it's only a four-letter word, but love and the union of love is a deeper experience. It's not a surface experience. It shouldn't be. A lot of relationships, you misunderstand people. When you're meeting people, they're flirting or you're dating, and you feel that this you know, a lot of times when you're attracted to people, it's not always a healthy attraction. Mainly it is, people think that it's chemistry, mainly it is lust. You know, a lot of people lust after people and say, ooh, if I could just have him or if I could just have her. But when you finally get that and that urge and that lust fulfilling is, you know, you indulge a little, you indulge in what that desire was, 99.9% of the time, it never leads to a happy union, never. Because once the passion is gone, there's nothing left. Nothing left. Let me bring up another bullet point. Every day you say, let's see, you cannot love another, and no one can love you until you love yourself. How many times have many of you allowed yourself to be in a relationship going full well that you had issues going on within your life that you needed to address while being single? Come a little closer to single women. Bend your ear. You as a woman, our job is to be a helpmate to our partner. We were designed and built for that. How can we properly do that if we don't know how to do those things for ourselves? How can we say, I love him unconditionally if you don't love yourself unconditionally? How can you cater to his needs if you can't cater to your own? Just something to think about. We all want love and we all say we're ready for love, but are we really? Are we really, really, truly ready for love? Everybody wants, and there's nothing wrong with wanting it. I want love. But there are things that I know that you have to be prepared for. You have to be prepared to accept when you have moments, because everybody has moments in their lives where they still love you, but we are individual people in a partnership and in a divine union. We're still going to have our moments, our own characteristics that come through. There will be moments when you want to be sit alone or just rest alone, don't speak, don't talk. But it doesn't mean that that person doesn't love you. It's just something that they need. Every partnership, as an individual, we all need our alone time, our oneness. You don't have to be glued to your husband's hip, or you don't, and vice versa, your husband don't have to be glued to your hip. It's very important that even if you're in a partnership, that you understand and know how to live outside of that relationship, apart from one another, because they do say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I truly believe that, because when you're away from somebody that you love, it becomes a thirst for you to come back to them. And I think that it's healthy for relationships to, you know, people in relationships to spend a little time alone. Not a lot of time and not long periods of time, but, you know, your husband should go out with the fellas every now and again, you know, the healthy ones that's truly walking in their divine alignment, within their divine purpose with their proper partner, because, hanging out with the wrong type of people, wrong type of friends could, you know, get you in a world of trouble. So I caution for that. But and the women, you should also do the same thing. Hang out with your friends outside of your husband. You do not want to smother one another, because you have every waking day, every moment to be with one another, and let that union together be lovely, and let them, you know, because you know your very thoughts. I shared a story a while ago in one of my showed that, you know, I was in a relationship where this person, he had, you know, he was just such a wonderful person. He, you know, put in his mental Rolodex, and because we had a common respect for one another, that he knew that I loved butterflies. He knew that I loved crystals. And he, you know, throughout going through the course of his day, he, you know, happened to go to a, you know, mall to pay his bill, and he just couldn't pass up, you know, he saw in the showcase window this crystal butterfly charm bracelet, and without a second thought, he said he had to have that and get that for me. And that's nothing more special than a man thinking about it. It wasn't because the material thing behind that was special. It was the special thing about that moment was, he went throughout the course of his day, and that moment he held in his mental Rolodex that my baby likes, you know, butterflies. She loves crystals and things of that nature. She loves charm bracelets. And he bought that charm bracelet for me. That made me smile from ear to ear. And, you know, again, I can't stress it enough. You know, when you have somebody that loves you so much that when you're away from one another, you're thinking beautiful thoughts. You're thinking, you know, what I like. He was thinking what I like and what he would love to give to me and share with me in moments. You know what I'm saying? It's just like he was awake. Do you get the dynamics of that? Tell me, you're so much on your partner's mind that he's going throughout the course of the day, and, you know, his thoughts were just around it about, you know, loving you. And it's just, You know, it's making me smile all over again as if that was just happening just now. But that's what I mean. When you are in a partnership, your relationship is just such a wonderful thing. Not only are you glowing as a woman, because they say that women glow, but, you know, men have a glow about themselves, too. They, you know, they if they have a partner that they're in love with and they're, you know, truly enjoy spending time with, there's no amount of time that can separate the two of you. It's just like he wants to be with you, near you, around you, and embrace you as much as he can. Not to the point of smothering you, but to the point of just to have you feel the nurturing and the caress of his love for you. You know, it's just, man, you know, I can, wow, woo, all right now, I'm feeling that, yes. You know, this is what I've been saying. Every day I've been waking up just feeling, having this feeling of being in love. You know, I'm not in a committed relationship now, but it's just something about what's going on in the inside of me. I'm in love with being in love, and I pray for my partner every day. All my life I've prayed for my partner, even when I didn't think that I wanted to be married. One day I knew that perhaps when I did get married, that it was going to be important to pray for the person that's intended to be in my life. And so I've done that to pray for his strength. I'm not saying, let me make sure I make this very clear. I wasn't praying for a husband or a partner. I prayed for them. And that's a different thing. Because when it's meant for you to be in a relationship with a person, and when it's meant for you to align with that person, guess what? That person's going to come along, and it's going to be at a time where you are not even probably even thinking about it. It's just the way the universe works, God works. It's the way just things are in divine order. You're probably, and it doesn't matter, even if that person is with somebody else, you're with somebody else. And I'm not saying, you know, you should be designed to my husband's partner. What I am saying is that sometimes we walk along in our lives and not realize who we're supposed to be with, and then it's just something that God does. You know, he catches our attention and say, hey, listen, he or she is not the one. Look over there. There she is, or there he is. And it's just something that opens up in you and then a light bulb comes on, and you say, wow, this is the person. You may even know the person. You may have been connected with the person for all your life, but you never had a romantic relationship with them. And sometimes that's the best, you know, that's one of the best relationships to have, somebody that you have history with, and you guys didn't even know that you were supposed to be together. You may have had some inkling, but not to the point to the level where you guys did something about it. It's so much better than to let God do it. Let go and let God do it. All right. Let me share a couple of things with you, because we have 22 more minutes remaining in the show. Just want to take this moment to thank all of you who are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alford of Happy Life Coaching. I'm so excited about being able to impart into the lives of others, helping all push past you, living their happiest potential in their daily life, in and out of relationships. All right. Let me give you another little affirmation here. Free your spirit, make your heart sing, and send your attractiveness quotient through the roof. Now, let me kind of elaborate on that just briefly. This is what I'm telling you that I have been experiencing. It's just such a freedom that you have with me meditating and staying in prayer. And this is, I'm not in a relationship, but it feels like I am. You know what I mean? When they say that a woman is growing, it's because she's with a man. I am not with one, and I'm growing. And, you know, my spirit radiates every day, just a you know, just this powerful energy. Even when I'm sleeping, so, you know, lately I've been posting things on Facebook about my sleep. My sleep has been so sweet. But it's just like, you know, the person that is meant to be in my life is just around the corner, and it's like he's giving me signals and saying, you know, kissing me at night, giving me endearing kisses on my forehead and whispering love into my ear and, oh, my goodness, tattooing kisses all over my sacredness. I put it on my Facebook. I did not expect for people just to, you know, understand that emotion and that feeling at the moment. But the other day I was just in this mode where I just was feeling the presence of my future partner. And I can't even explain the dynamics of that because, you know, I don't know who he is. I may know him, but I'm saying we have not come to one another and say, yeah, we're meant to be in a relationship. And but I've just been feeling that the positive energy from him while I'm transitioning my life from, you know, losing weight and nurturing my spirit and loving me, I feel the love that the love signals that he's sending me each and every day. It's just like he's kissing me, I love you, kissing the words, I love you all over me every day. And I can feel that. I can't even explain that dynamic. And so listening to this may feel like she may be on borderline crazy, but no, it's just a feeling that I can't even, you know, anytime a woman is in love, you can tell she's in love because she smiles and she glows and she wants everybody to know. Well, I am in love with being in love because I know love. Ooh, I'm about to quote some poetry up in here. I got this poem in one of my collaborative books, Synchronized Inc., entitled I Am Love and Love Is Me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love and I give love and I relish and retreat in the codes of love. I love that poem. That's one of my favorite poems to date that I have written because it's just, I love. I love to love, and I love to be loved. And you can only be loved properly if you love yourself first. All right, let me get back to it. Let me give you some most important. The most important task is to do the inner work to flush out the negative beliefs that have been sabotaging your relationship. But there are other things you will need to do. Here's a list that I'm going to give you. You need to determine what you really want in your next relationship and why you want those things. If you know that you want to be properly aligned, you're tired of going through this roller coaster ride of relationships, bumpy relationships you in and out of, you know, just draining you of your energy and your sanity. Write this list down. Like I told you earlier, get a journal, start writing about what you want, what you don't want, identify with those things, and here's, additional information to do that. Examine your past relationships. Would you really sit down and really say, well, you know, I was in this relationship with who? Sometimes you may be like, woo, man, I can't believe I was in a relationship with that person. But you have to go down that road because in order to get to the root of the problem, you have to, go down to the root, dig deep, and find out where your beginning of where your relationship, the bumpy ride started. Course of bad relationships. You need to explore what part you played in the failure of that relationship. A lot of times people like to blame the other partner, even if the other partner was the cause of, and most of the time it's for infidelity. even though the person initiated that hurt and that pain in a relationship, we also have to, and I'm not talking about these, you know, these things that people say, you know, if she was doing what she was supposed to do in the bed, then he wouldn't have strayed. No, that's totally wrong. That's not an excuse to cheat or to, you know, stray on your union or your partnership. But you as an individual, whether the person did, was at fault at, you know, committing infidelity or adultery or whatever, explore what part you did play in the failure of your relationship. Perhaps there was a disconnect between you and your partner and that you didn't even realize. That's why it's so, you know, important for you to communicate, because 9 times out of 10, it's not always sex. It's just something, a disconnect that happens between two individuals, and they don't maintain or manage the relationship enough where they're paying attention to the, you know, the red flags, you know, going up, saying something's wrong, something's going bad, something's going wrong. Most people don't even do that. And once you just, you know, you'll really give, you know, reflect on your past relationships, you got to know how they started off. If you start, you know, I'm going to give you single women a bit of advice. Stop allowing yourself to, you know, feel some type of victory over stealing somebody else's man. Because guess what? The way you enter in the relationship is going to be the same, because karma has a way of coming back at you. And definitely, I wrote something the other day, karma definitely knows how to get the right man at the right time, and when it comes, woo, beware. But there are women out there who get some sort of fulfillment in breaking up relationships or being, you know, feeling like they're capable of stealing somebody's man. And really, you know, if a man would, you know, cheat with you and leave who he's with to be with you, you have to know that it's a strong possibility that he could do the same thing to you. I don't care how good you look, pretty people get cheated on all the time, each and every day. So it has nothing to do with, you know, your being pretty or being able to hold on to him. If you are out there, you know, giving out wrong, you're going to get it back. All right. But one of the other things is that you need to find out the unattractive thing in your partner and the relationship. What was wrong with that relationship? Why did you stay in it so long? Identify with the patterns. Look for patterns in your relationships, your past relationships, because if you're in this repetitive cycle of, you know, constantly running into the same people, I have got to identify with what that problem is. What in those people that kept attracting you to them or them to you? And you need to handle that situation and look at that. Sometimes you may even need to go as deep as your childhood to see if you had similar patterns and, you know, some order, some similar situation. But, you know, search for the pattern. You know, once you're, you know, sit down and begin to examine the relationships, looking for the patterns. This is how that you, you know, begin your examining process. Look for patterns. And, you know, and then once you've discovered those patterns, you got to know what do you want in your ideal relationship, and you got to understand why you want that. Understand why you want a relationship. And so many people have this laundry list. I want a loving relationship. I want a, you know, financially secure man. I want a good-looking man. I want a 6'3" man. I want, you know, a physically fit man. I want a deep chocolate brown, and I want him to have luscious lips and bedroom eyes. And so we get, you know, we start to picture when we start, you know, calling off that laundry list of what we want in a man. But then you have to digress and come into the real world and just really decide why you want those things. Why can't love be simple and just say, you know, I want to be in a union that is divinely orchestrated by God, and it is the person that was going to make me happy, and I'm going to make him happy. You know, just it's just you know, because all those other things, again, are superficial or even materialistic things. Those are mostly all the things I named. Financing, you know, of course you want a man with a job. That goes without saying, or business or what have you. But what I'm saying, people, you know, weigh their whole entire relationship on whether a man has a Benz or a Chrysler or, you know, or a truck. But guess what? A man with a Benz or a Chrysler or a truck, all of them have the potential to not be the right one for you and hurt you rather than make you happy. So have a more deeper connection or acceptance of love in your life. And don't base it on those things, not those things alone. And after you identify what type of partner and why you want that partner, really try to get down to the bottom of being honest with yourself. And also you have to understand that even though you make this list of what you want, it's a very, very strong chance that some of those things will change, especially if you begin to really work within yourself, go within your inner self and work on you as an individual person. The dynamics of what you believe and what you desire will change because sometimes you'll unveil all those things that just wasn't right about you on the inside, and you'll begin to say, hey, you know, I'm saying that I want this, but I'm not really that either. And so you'll become, you know, you just, when you start traveling on the path of personal truth and you really, really want to know and walk in your personal truth, look out, because the truth will expose everything about you, and you will have to, you know, begin to look at that very closely and begin to, if you want your dynamics of your life to change, then guess what? You have to change and change the truth about who you are. All right. Identify your ideal partner. Okay, and you know, of course, you know, yeah, it's nothing wrong with wanting a 6'3" dot deep chocolate brown man with brown bedroom eyes and that's very sensual with luscious lips and all those things. But that can't be the basis of the foundation of what you deem as an ideal partner. It really can't. Because when all those things are gone, when, you know, you with that person, they start getting old and gray hair start coming and all of those things. And he, you know, he may start bending his leg a little bit and, you know, and just ain't going the right way. But, you know, you got to still, if you really want a happy relationship, you got to know that you love this man. Even if, you know, his knee bends to the left a little bit where it used to be straight, but now since he's getting older, he's bending to the left a little bit, and, you know, he's holding his arm to the back, and he can't, you know, it's just like you definitely just have to be realistic because, you know, we all get older. I don't care if we physically fit and sexy and all that. You know, we get older. Trust, we get older. So be honest with yourself. When you're identifying with what type of partner you really want in your life, you got to make sure you measure up as well. And no, don't think for the right now, but think for the future. You know, if you know that down the road, that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this person is the one that you could be with and truly be with, you know, when the gray hairs start coming in and when the lip, you know, tilt up to the right and when, you know, the leg get crooked and the hair start, you know, you know, you start bawling or you know what I'm trying to say here. You know, it's just, you got to be real. You got to keep it real. You got to love them through all of that, you know. And it don't matter if you go to the next person, it's still going to be the same process. We all get older. All right. I'm going to name this last thing. You have to identify the kind of partner you are looking for, and you have to spend time on yourself and recognize your own beauty and value, ladies. I cannot stress that's enough. Recognize your own. Many women live to hear a man tell them how beautiful she is. I cannot tell you how important it is for you as a woman to know how beautiful you already are, even if you don't hear a man tell you that. You have to know that I am beautiful, I am wonderfully made, and you know what? I have the Maya Angelou Phenomenal Woman. Man, you know, with the exercise class, it was impressive on my heart to have every woman start reciting that poem. Because we're going through the weight loss and the challenges. I think that is very important for a woman to, even if a man, of course, there's nothing, and let me just make this point very clear before I go any further. There's nothing wrong with wanting a man to tell you how beautiful you are. But if you're in a position where you're not with anyone that can tell you that, you have to know how to do it for yourself. You know how to say and know how valuable and how beautiful you are yourself. And then if this is what you desire, a beautiful, wonderfully crafted person in your life, then you have to understand that person, you have to position yourself to be found by a person such as that. You know, you can't be a person that's all in your home thinking that, oh, Mr. Wright is going to come knocking on your door. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen, Kathy. You have to allow yourself to walk in your purpose as a woman, doing those things that's fulfilling in your purpose, whatever that may be, working in your community, being part of causes and educating yourself, doing things, you know, having hobbies and other interests. You will never know where love will find you when you're out doing about and walking in your purpose and enjoying life on your own. That's where I am in my life, enjoying life on my own. I'm transitioning myself to, you know, shedding pounds, and it's not going to happen overnight, ladies. You know, I want to at this moment encourage plus-size women that if you're on the journey of losing weight, keep stay on that journey because you're in a position where you are recognizing how beautiful you are and you're, you know, taking those necessary steps to change the things that you want to change in our life before you meet your future partner. This is where I am in my life. Because, yeah, a lot of people say, well, yeah, I should, you know, he should love me for who I am and where I am. And, yeah, if I have, you know, extra, you know, I have some extra meat on me, hips and all of that, you know, yeah, you know, that is unconditional love. But let's keep it real. Let's keep it real that we, you know, we want what we want. We say that we want a man to love us, but, you know, men have some desires too, and they want to be with an appealing woman, and it's not saying that a plus-size woman is not appealing because, you know, I consider myself sexy as I don't know what. But, you know, that's what I feel about myself. But you have to know, you know, if you want a certain type of person in your life, and you want to be happy with yourself. You don't want to create a intimidation between the two of you and when he's around in the presence of smaller women. You have to be make sure that you're secure within yourself. So you have to know that once you get a partner, if you're plus size, if you're going to be able to deal with that, because there's always going to be somebody that who you know, try to bring a wedge in a relationship. But the important thing as a woman, you have to be secure within yourself and knowing that your partner is with you and has eyes for only you. And if you have that security about yourself and know your value and your worth and recognize that you are beautiful, then you have nothing to worry about. But make sure that, you know, once you understand your value as a person, position yourself where you can be found by the right person. Align yourself with that right person. Just get out there, enjoy yourself, enjoy life. and open your heart to receiving love. I cannot stress that enough. There are so many women who say that they want love, but they put up these barriers and they don't allow themselves to open up to receiving love. Love can be standing you right in the face, but because you're holding on to, you know, past hurts and pains and putting up barriers and blocking, you know, you're blocking your own self from receiving love. So you know, it's just a thing about love. That one thing about love is that you never know what it's going to bring you until you open up to receiving it. All right, we're at that time. I just want to, you know, have some little parting words with you that and encourage women to, you know, just allow yourself to be aligned with the right person, because trust me, if you are a spiritual woman, a man will recognize the beauty of your spirit and be drawn to you, baby. And yes, he will not want to let you go. So I want to tell you women out there, just allow a man to fall in love with your spirit, not your physical appearance, but your spirit. Because when he falls in love with your spirit, there's nothing, no one, no other pretty face, no thickness in the waves, no shimmy and shine woman. There is nothing no one can do to, you know, take away the feeling that he has for you. And you have to know that. You have to trust that process right there, that process, that characteristic of love. When a man is drawn to a woman's spirit, there's something deeply within, you know, deeply, you know, urging him. It's an urgency in him to say, hey, I have to have her, and I do not want to be without her. And it's a healthy love. You know, not no crazy person that want to possess you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a person that knows beauty when he sees it. Not just physical beauty, but beauty inside. He knows it when he sees it, and he just want to hold on to it. And whatever he sees in you, he sees it, you know, in you, around you. Or, you know, ooh, there goes that moment again. I'm feeling the love. I just know my future partner is going to be one heck of a man, because, you know, I feel him daily. I feel his presence. I feel his prayers. I feel his love. I feel his spiritual connection penetrating my heart each and every day. I feel like he is a force that's encouraging me to accomplish all that I wish to accomplish in my life. And, you know, that's what I'm drawing into my life, because I feel it already. I feel like he's a man that loves people, and people love him. I feel like he's a man that would love me in such a way where, you know, of course people would envy it, but, you know, it's such a love that, you know, it just have a girl just, you know, with her eyes like as if they were diamonds. He wouldn't have to put a ring on it. He would just, you know, it would just be like it's a ring already on it, because it's his love envelops me. Oh, whew. Yes, that's one heck of a feeling. I really love being in this state of mind, in this position. Ladies, I wish I could share this with you, but it's something that you have to allow to enter into your heart and your spirit as well. Knowing that, you know, the universe has your back, God has your back, and he knows that you desire love and want to be loved by love. So allow your heart to open up to love in a special way, and allow love to connect with you deeply, and get away from those negative beliefs and allow yourself to rid yourself of those negative patterns of your past. Stop sabotaging your future. Because the more and more you stay in, like we said earlier, the more and more you stay in a relationship that's unhealthy, the longer you're going to stay away from being able to receive the love that you so desire. And with that being said, free your spirit, ladies, and make your heart sing, and let the spirit attract that man that divinely is crafted for you. All right, make sure you keep up with those journals and writing in them and just allowing yourself to, you may have, by the time you get through with me, you'll have like 50 journals, a journal for written yourself on those bad emotional issues and a journal of love. And just, you know, allow yourself to really just pour out of yourself in writing those, releasing those things within yourself so you can invite a loving, connective energy within yourself. And just don't panic. Don't panic about not being in a committed relationship now. You know, it will happen. It will happen. Trust me. I can't even explain to you how I know that my future partner is like only breaths away from me. I feel like he's around me already. So it's just, you have to trust that process yourself. Prepare yourself. Well, you know, you'll find great joy in just preparing yourself to be with that right person. And that I could tell you from experience, you know, because I'm experiencing that right now. And so, don't panic, ladies. It's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And I just want to say peace and love to all of you. Let's get to work. Become the best person you want to be in your life. First, love yourself. First, allow your inner beauty to radiate from within and exude outside and glow as a halo around you, and whoo, allow yourself that. Allow yourself to relish in the moment of being a beautiful woman, you know, spiritually. All right. You know, I'm in love with being in love. But let's get started, ladies. Just, you know, continue to do those things within yourself so you can properly align yourself with the proper person. Because trust me, you know, once you're putting yourself in the right place spiritually, mentally, physically, it only is a matter of time that the proper person is going to align himself with you. And again, I know then sometimes it just feels like, you know, when is he going to come? But trust me, if you take your focus off wondering when he's going to come and allow yourself to begin to work and doing those meaningful things that you can accomplish in your life by working in your community, doing those things, trust me, you may be at a function and he may just tap you on your shoulder and compliment you or something, and you may look at him at that moment, you'll know he's the one. You never know how it's going to happen, so allow yourself. Position yourself, ladies, position yourself, prepare yourself. You know, don't go into a relationship with that extra baggage from your past. Let your past be your past. Don't let your past ruin your future. Don't do it, ladies, don't do it. All right, with that being said, I'm just going to leave you with this, a couple of affirmations more to say daily. I love and accept myself completely. I accept my inner beauty and feel it radiate from me. All right. Those are just a few of the affirmations, and I want to give you a few more before I go. I give out love, and it is returned to me multiplied. I rejoice in the love I encounter every day. I have a wonderful partner, and we are both happy and at peace. Affirm that, ladies. You may not be with them yet, but say, I have a wonderful partner. There's power in affirming things into your life. I release any desperation and allow love to find me, ladies. This is one I definitely want you guys to remember. I release any desperation and allow love to find me. I attract only healthy relationships. Remember those affirmations, ladies. Remember them. Rehearse them. Ponder over them. Because we give too much energy to negativity anyway, so why not replace that with positive affirmations? Because they truly do have an effectiveness that you can't even imagine. At times, a lot of times when I'm affirming things in my life, and before I know, before my thoughts can end, the thing that I was thinking happens, and it's just like, woo, my God, look at God work. And so you have to, trust the process, trust everything, and just remember those affirmations, ladies. And I just want to say peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I hope something that I've said have encouraged you. And I want you to continue to, find your inner beauty within yourself and trust that God has your back and he is going to unite you with the right person. If you got your eyes on someone right now and that person is not paying you attention, perhaps, that person's not in God's plan for you. So allow yourself to receive love in the way it should come. And even if that person may be the one, let God orchestrate that and put that thing together instead of you pondering over when it's going to happen, when it, does he know and all of those things like that. Allow God to work that thing out, because truly if you are meant to be with a person, it's done. Know that it's done no matter what, no matter what direction he or she is going in. For ladies and men, if you're meant to be with someone, it's done. Simple as that. All right, good night, lovely people. We're going to take it out really nicely. It's just been grand having this moment with you guys. And allow yourself, your inner beauty, to shine and come through brilliantly. And know that anybody that you allow yourself to be aligned with, let it be someone that God has properly aligned you with. And let it be someone that is going to nurture and care for all of you and not just a part of you. Peace and love. Enjoy the rest of your evenings, Detroit and all our global listeners. And this is Miss Jamise Cox with all of me signing off on the Poetic Energy Network station with Michelle E. Alford on Mia Happy Life Coaching. If you have any life coaching needs, feel free to connect with me at 734-288-7189. I'll be happy to speak with you on many various issues, or if you're wanting to write a book, if you want to understand anything about real estate, setting up a business, things of that nature, just reach out and touch me. I'm just a phone call away. Have a great day. Love you.